He's an unabashed celebrity. Probably a million people have come to pay their respects and admire his longevity. Barnaby is just finishing the first summer at his new residence, just down from the wild bird exhibit at Des Moines' Blank Park Zoo.
We usually say Barnaby's 80 plus or minus a decade, so we think we got him covered that way.
Barnaby is an Aldabran tortoise. Kevin Dries is director of animal care.
Given the fact that he is the only animal that was here when the zoo opened in 1966, he's a superstar.
The only thing bigger than his personality is his size. Barnaby weighs 473 pounds. A favorite for this vegetarian is munching on romaine lettuce.
So Barnaby's daily routine usually consists of getting up in the morning when the sun rises, which is totally up to him when he wakes up. He can start eating immediately. He's in a nice, large, grassy yard with all the great grasses and weeds that he can love to eat and taste great for him.
Shannon McKinney has been working with Barnaby for 8 years.
And he also has his daily training and diet that he gets, which allows him that interaction and that mental and physical stimulation that he would normally get in the wild.
FDR was president when Barnaby's life began in the Seychelles Islands. His birthday is unclear. He's at least 72, probably older based on the size of his shell and historical pictures taken when he used to give rides. In the wild, nature can be harsh. According to the Department of Natural Resources, a freshwater drum, a lakefish, can live into their 50s. Dubuque's Mississippi River Aquarium has an alligator in her early 50s, so Barnaby could be the most senior citizen of Iowa's animal world.
Yep, he'd be about middle age. These guys have been known to live well into their hundreds, some even to 150. He does have a little bit of arthritis from those tortoise rides he used to give. He wasn't designed to carry that extra weight, which is why zoos no longer do that.
So far, Barnaby has no children, but he lives with two younger females, and his libido is legendary.
He has this sound that he'll admit that you can hear pretty much throughout the entire zoo, and is sad to say, but the closest thing you can kind of relate it to is a dying cow. But it is still his love song, and it's a very clear indication of what activity he is participating in.
While Barnaby hasn't slowed down in his golden years, he's lived his life in slow motion, as children learn in the Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare. Head zookeeper Kevin Dries wonders if there's a lesson for aging baby boomers.
Slow and easy wins the race. You know, I mean, de-stress your life and take it easy, and that may be the key to long life.
We'll see how he's doing this morning, but I'll ask him for an open mouth. Barnaby, open? Open? Good! And so that's what we're looking for, is that nice wide open.
As the ground temperature drops below 65 degrees, Barnaby, his girlfriends, and two adolescent tortoises lumber back to their new indoor exhibit. It's open year-round, giving this septuagenarian even more time to come out of his shell and make new friends for the rest of his long life. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.